What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I'm your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast, and very, very special episodes. I love this when I get my clients to come on and have a chat with you guys, because like I say, like, it's more relatable, I think, you hearing their stories than kind of hearing mine as a coach. So without further ado, this is Katie. Katie, why don't you introduce yourself? And thanks so much for agreeing to come on.
No problem at all. So yeah, I'm Katie. I'm a 40 something year old mum. I live in Sydney in Australia. And I've been diabetic for 40 years this year. So bit of a veteran, but as I soon discovered, I really knew nothing. So before I sort of started with Tom's program, and yeah, as I'm sure we'll sort of talk about, I loved every one of the 12 weeks, learnt so much from it, and just can't say how much it really did change my life. So I feel like a new person basically at age 45.
I love that. Absolutely love that. And like you say, a veteran of Type 1. So if there's any Type 1s out there listening that have had it a while, and even newly diagnosed, you're going to learn a lot from this episode. So Katie, like, tell us, where you was like before joining the program in terms of any like apprehensions that you had, because I think before we decide to join something and start something new, there's always like, I think, little questions that pop up in our mind, like, can we do it, sort of thing. So what was going through your mind before you joined?
I think, to be honest, the biggest thing for me was a bit of I've had it for 40 years, surely there's nothing I can learn. So it was kind of intrigue for me. I thought that I had learned everything that I could. I thought that I'd been taught and shown everything that I could, which, you know, in hindsight, looking back, was really nothing. And to be honest, when I started sort of seeing results like yours online and started listening to podcasts and things like that, I realized, there's so much more I can do, and there's so much more fine-tuning I need. So the biggest apprehension for me is, am I going to waste 12 weeks learning things that I already knew? And I quickly discovered that wasn't the case. But definitely intrigue as to how well can I fine tune my management. And, you know, as you taught me and Fred taught me, that there was so much to learn and so much to fine tune.
I love that. So it was a case of coming in, and I spoke to a few clients like on this and thinking kind of, especially if you've had it a while, like, what else is there to learn? I kind of know it all. Yeah, how can I do any better, sort of thing.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely a bit, what's the word? There was a bit of, this isn't going to work for me. But I was just intrigued, and I'm just so glad I took the plunge and did it.
So tell us where you was with everything, with your control and stuff, before starting the program.
Well, before starting, I was what, you know, all my doctors would describe, you're fine, you're really good. My A1C was always sort of hovered around the early sevens, like 7.1. I think the worst or the highest it kind of got to was maybe 7.4 or 5. But even then, when it was sort of 7.5, they were sort of a little bit high, you know, you could get it down. So that, I think when I started with you, I was probably high sixes. I think I was 6.8. And you know, according to my specialist, my endo, everything was going great. And I think my average was in the high sevens as well, maybe 7.8, 7.9. But I just knew, you know, you know, as you've said so many times, that A1C is really just an average. And what I realize now is that even if it was 6.8, it was an average of a lot of highs and a lot of lows.
Yeah, definitely on that. like we said, from that, what your average was. And do you remember what your rough timing range was before starting?
It was, I'd be happy if I was 80, but it was more likely in the 60 to 70 sort of group. And maybe I'd touch on 80, you know, once every couple of weeks or something like that. But yeah, no, it was, I just couldn't see how I could ever get up to, you know, sort of 90 or anything like that.
So would you say that you felt like, excuse me, you was at a bit of a sticking point, there's no way that you could improve before joining?
Yeah, it was, I thought this was as good as it gets. And no one had ever shown me or told me about how you know, how you fine tune and how you get it better. And I just thought, okay, this is it. And, you know, everyone keeps telling me I'm healthy and I look healthy and all that. But I, you know, there was always that sort of, it just has to be a little bit better. And there was just that feeling of, the biggest thing also was, it felt like the diabetes was managing me. And it was really like a dartboard. Every day I would, oh, look, that's my number. I've got no idea how I got there. I'll do what they tell me and just take my same amount of insulin and then hope for the best. And then I do that, you know, two or three times a day. And it was just really luck. If I sort of had a great result or if I didn't, oh, well, that's what happens. And, you know, hopefully tomorrow will be a better day. And I just didn't know how do you ever get into the driver's seat? I just literally did not know how to take the keys and drive the car myself, I guess.
I love that analogy that you make, like about the dartboard, just throwing things randomly. And like you say about the car, you felt like you wasn't driving it. It was kind of driving you around, would you say?
Yeah, for 40 years, pretty much. Yeah. So, and I'd done a few bits and pieces. I wasn't completely naive. I'd read a few books, sort of, but only in the last sort of 5 or 6 years or so. So I'd started to do a few little things, but I was probably sitting in the back seat of the car. I still had yet to graduate to the front seat of the car where all the important tools and tricks are.
And how was that making you feel on a day-to-day basis, would you say, feeling a bit out of control?
Just like that, just that horrible feeling of not knowing, and that feeling of dread that you get when you look at your CGM or look at your blood test device, and sometimes you just know, oh, it's not going to be good, and you don't want to look at it. It's like opening up your exam results and you're sort of too scared to look at the machine. So just that sort of, and that feeling of guilt all the time, like, oh, I'm high and I just don't know what to do, so I'll just, you know, rage bolus. Oh, now I'm low, so I'll just eat the kitchen. And it was just that constant, which must have been, I'm thinking now, like, for my moods to be up and down, coping with that. So, just that feeling of not being in control was just, just not very pleasant at all, really, and took up so much of your brain space every day. And it's really just brain space of, I've got no idea what I'm doing. What should I be doing? I don't know. I'm high, I'm low. But there's no, it wasn't very productive brain usage. It was just out of control guilt a lot of the time.
And like, tell us, so we know kind of, excuse me, where you was at, how it was affecting you, feeling like, you know, you've been driven around by it, not controlling it, feeling a bit guilty. And a lot of type ones that I speak to have the same thing. When you get anxiety or fear of looking at your level, so some of them don't bother because you get a little bit worried, like you say, by it. So tell us where you are at now with everything.
Well, I've done a complete, what is it, 180 or 360? I've done a complete turn. And I literally like the idea of waking up in the morning now because I know what my blood sugars are going to be like. And I'm so much more in control. I feel more balanced, like mentally, sort of emotionally, I guess. I feel like I've got so much more energy just because of not having to deal with, you know, that tiredness of highs and chasing lows, things like that. And, of course, it's not perfect you know, all the time. But that's what I'm really sort of enjoying, and I'm sort of, what, 5 or 6 weeks off the program now. That feeling of being in control, and if I start to see my sugars go up, I know exactly what I need to do. Or if I'm going to eat a bigger carb meal, I know exactly how to calculate it. And it just feels so much more precise and manageable. So, you know, the side effects of all of that are more energy. I've literally got brain power to do other things other than think about managing my diabetes, because it's now just quite natural now, and it's just second nature. And it really, I know, you know, you always sort of talk about the metrics don't matter, and it's really true. It's more about how I feel now, and the really good results that I have are just a pleasant side effect of feeling so great, which is what the program has done and taught me. And how to manage things is how to manage myself so that I feel really good now. And the results are sort of speaking for themselves in that respect.
I love that. And like, you hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, we all want certain numbers, but we want these numbers because, like you said, Katie, feel good, to have more mental energy and clarity, to manage it, but to also live our lives without feeling like diabetes is controlling us, which is, like you say, exactly where you're at. So I love that.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
So tell us, what are your numbers now, just so everyone knows? What are your your average time in range?
So my A1C is now 5.6.
Which is a huge improvement, isn't it?
Huge improvement. I mean, but the biggest thing I'm proud of in terms of my A1C is that it's a flatter A1C. It's not because I'm having huge amounts of lows and huge amounts of highs. It's a true reflection, I guess, of the control. Timing target, I had a look just before the call, and my 7 days, 14 days, I think, and the next one were all 90 to 100.
Amazing.
So, and that's with, I'm traveling at the moment, so I'm, you know, I'm out of my usual routine, but that's what I've been super proud of, the fact that I've just been able to adapt it to whatever situation I'm in, whether I'm sitting on a plane for 4 hours or, you know, eating things that I didn't know I'd be eating. My other one that I really look at is the average. So my average glucose at the moment, or blood glucose at the moment, is 6.2. I've had a couple of lows the last few days, but 6.2, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. So we've got these great numbers, and like you say, it's now what they're enabling you to feel like and to achieve and to do. What would you say was your like best part, the thing that you enjoyed most about the program?
It's hard to say. I really actually enjoy the daily accountability and the whole Facebook group and the support. And that was the thing that I think I was the least, I don't know, I just didn't think that it would be for me, the sharing and that kind of thing. But I loved it. I jumped right in, and I loved, you know, you learn so much from reading other people's comments and ideas, and you do, of course, realize that, oh, I'm not the only one having this issue, or I'm not the only one going through this. Of course, there's other people, and everyone can help everyone. So I loved that. All the tools that you guys teach, with every single one, it was like a light bulb every single time. Oh my goodness, this is fantastic. And just being able to apply each one as I watched the videos and as I learned about it, and then piecing it all together so that it really, by the time you get to the end of 12 weeks, I'd sort of had these, I don't know, feels like about a dozen, but it's probably not that many, sort of tools that I now use on an almost daily basis that all sort of gel together so wonderfully to give me such great control. So I don't know, it was the two things. It was the support from everyone else, and I guess seeing how everyone else is using all of the tools that are being learned as well. But I don't know, I love, am I allowed to say I loved it all?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Okay, yeah, so you okay. Give us the two things. Yeah. I'll accept that. That's absolutely
okay.
Fine.
Good. All right. Okay. Yeah. Don't scrap either one. I'll submit them both.
Amazing. I love that. Cheers, Katie. So, is there anything that you'd like to say to any other Type 1 listening to this out there?
Look, just do it. You've literally got nothing to lose. If you know it all, then great. You can confirm the fact that you know it all. But really, if you're newly diagnosed, they probably didn't teach you most of this, I'm guessing. Or if you're a veteran like me, then you definitely didn't learn it when you were first diagnosed. And it through podcasts and programs like yours and all the other ones that I've been listening to as well, that there's social media and being online, this is how people learn. So I would just say jump on in, do it. And probably the biggest thing I've also realized is you need to take control of your own health. And the specialists are great and they're fantastic and they will keep us alive, but it's not their job to treat Tom or Katie. It's their job to treat hundreds of people or thousands of people. So only me is going to look after me, and you've got to really take matters into your own hands. And if you do want to, you've only got one life, if you want to make it the best one that you possibly can, it's up to you to do everything that you can to get yourself into the healthiest possible state that you can be. No one's going to come knocking on your door when you're 50, 60, 70 and say, hey, how about you start managing your diabetes? You need to do it right now. And now is the best time. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. Just do it now.
Absolutely love that. You're so right with that, with like what you're saying. I mean, we can have the specialists do a care for a lot of people, yep. It's understandable, but yeah. Like it's ourselves and it's our job. And obviously yeah. You're now having the tools, but then it's implementing those tools. And yeah, so, well, I'm so yeah. proud of you, like as a coach and what you've achieved. I'm quite sure you're proud of yourself as well, Katie. So is there anything that you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, only that... it's a bit of a cliche, and I'm not going to break down in tears, but you literally have changed my life. So, and I've had family and friends say, "Who is this guy?" Well, do you know him? Have you met him? And I, you don't need to. It's a fantastic program. Tom tells it like it is, but that's what's so fantastic about it. It's very relatable, I will literally keep using these tools and tricks and keep refining. And also I think I've learned to love learning again and learned to love learning about myself. And, diabetes is, I've had it for longer than any other relationship I've had. So you have to learn to love it. And I'm kind of at that point where I'm like, I'm healthier than I ever was. Because I'm a diabetic, so you and Fred and you guys have made that possible. So I'm eternally grateful.
Thank you so much, Katie, for those kind words. Thank you, I really appreciate that. So
no problem.
Right, thank you so much for coming on and agreeing to come on, Katie. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey guys, Tom here. I just wanted to jump on really quick and say thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you did get some inspiration from Katie's story. Like she said, she's a veteran. She had type 1 diabetes over 40 years and thought there was nothing else that she could learn, and her control was as good as it gets. But obviously she was wrong, as she said, and she learned so much from joining the program. And I do want to say to you now, if you are interested and you would like to join the program and get mine and my team's help in better managing your diabetes and achieving results like Katie, all you need to do is hit the link in the show notes below and book a free strategy call in with me, where we will basically have a chat and I'll see if and how I can help you. Thanks again, guys. Until the next episode, peace.